哈利路亚啊！我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹以及慕道朋友，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with the brothers and sisters.
啊，我们先来看一节经节。
Let's read a verse.
约翰一书第三章。
Let's read First John.
约翰一书三章。
First John chapter 3.
第九节
Verse 9
九节凡从神生的就不犯罪因为神的道存在他心里他也不能犯罪因为他是由神生的这里跟我们讲说神的道存在心里的人就不会犯罪
This verse states that if the way of the Lord is in our hearts, we will not sin.
从神而生的就不会犯罪。
Who is born of God will not sin.
曾经有信徒问。
Once upon a time, a member asked,
我们今天都是从神而生的。
Today, every one of us is born of God.
那为什么我们有些信徒也会软弱，甚至也会犯罪、离开、跌倒
？But how come some of us are weak and some of us sin？
那不是信了耶稣之后就不会犯罪吗
？Doesn't it mean when you believed in the Lord that then you will not sin？
我们晚上来谈谈这个问题。
Let's discuss this situation.
我们先来讲一个笑话。我先讲一个 joke 啊。
There's a joke that goes like this.
在洛杉矶曾经发生一次车祸。
In Los Angeles, there was an auto accident.
车上的人都丧生，都死掉了。
All the victims died.
车上载的是一家人。
It was a family in the car.
爸爸妈妈，哥哥，妹妹。
A father, a mother, a brother and his sister.
那唯一活着的是他们所养的宠物，一只猴子。
The only survivor of the accident was a monkey.
交通警察为了了解这个车祸的原因啊，所以请了一位动物语言专家要来跟这只猴子交谈。
In order to investigate the cause of this accident, the police have hired an animal expert who has expertise in talking to animals.
他就问猴子说啊，发生车祸的时候，爸爸在做什么？
The expert asked the monkey, what was the father doing?At the time of the accident,
那猴子就做出喝酒的动作，爸爸在喝酒。
The monkey did a gesture like when someone is drinking, so he indicated that the father was drinking at the time.
那这个专家又问说，那妈妈在做什么
？And the expert asked, "What was the mother doing?"
好了，猴子就做出很生气在指责的动作。
And he did a gesture as if someone was very angry and was yelling.
那他们的小孩在做什么
？And the expert then asked, "What were the children doing?"
哦，猴子做出打拳的那个姿势，他们在打架。
And the monkey did the gesture like when someone is fighting.
那这个专家想一想啊，最后他问了一个问题，说：“那当时你在做什么
？”And The expert thought for a while and then asked a final question to the monkey and asked, what were you doing?
猴子做出开车的动作。
And the monkey was driving the car.
这个故事让我们想到一个很严肃的问题哦。
This story makes us think,
如果我们人生是一部车子
If our life is a car,
那我们会让什么来掌握这部车子的方向盘
？Who would us let to drive this car of our lives？
一般人认为是自己 在掌握自己的人生。
A lot of people think it should be ourselves who should drive this car.
但往往操纵我们人生的，就如同刚刚那个笑话说的。
But a lot of times, it's like in this story.
掌握我们人生，控制我们人生的哈，是我们的情绪，是我们里面的仇恨、生气、贪婪、情欲。
The person who is driving this car, the car of our lives, it's our anger and our weakness.
就难怪我们现今的社会有那么多的问题。
And no wonder there are so many problems in our society.
会有层出不穷的纷争、抢劫、绑票、凶杀等等犯罪的事情。
In this society, we have so many conflicts, murders.
面对这种情况，回到我们刚刚一开始所讲的，我们基督徒为什么也会跟他们一样？
In the light of this story, going back to our earlier discussion of why do we sin?
那我们就要想说，到底是什么在掌控我们的人生？我们让什么东西来掌控人生
？And we come to think of what is controlling our lives.
我们来看主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
Let's turn to a parable by Jesus.
空屋的比喻。
The parable of the house of the unoccupied.
来看马太福音的十二章。
Let's read Matthew 11.
十二章。
Matthew 12.
十二章四十三节到四十五节。
Matthew 12:43, verse 43 to 45.
四十三节，无鬼离的人的身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。四十四节
，44.
于是说，我要回到我所出来的屋子去。到了，就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了。四十五节
，45.
便去另外带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在那里。那人末后的景况比先前更不好，这邪恶的世代也要如此。主耶稣所讲的这个空屋的比喻啊，
this parable，
那我们想到说，到底是谁在掌管我们的心呢
？And we think who is controlling our hearts？
掌管我们的生活。
Who is controlling our lives？
掌管我们的情绪。
Who is controlling our emotions？
我们就晚上以这个空屋的比喻啊，我们从三方面来思想。
With this parable, we come to think of this problem in three perspectives。
这个比喻第一个要提醒我们的，就是要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
第一个
提醒我们的。
First, it warn us.
我们来看箴言的第四章二十三节。箴言在诗篇后面。
Proverbs.
箴言四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的果效是由心发出的。在圣经里头，心所代表的意义不是光指着我们这个器官而已。
In Proverbs, the meaning of heart it's not the physical organ.
那心也是具有 主宰我们的性格、品性的功能。
The heart means what controls our emotion and personality.
我们看回来马太福音的十二章。
Let's turn back to Matthew's chapter 12.
十二章的三十五节。
Matthew 12:35.
三十五节说啊，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来啊。既然啊，人或善或恶都是由心来决定，那当然要保守我们的心哦。
All the sins come from our heart, so we must control our heart.
能够让我们活得更喜乐。
So we can live a more fulfilled life.
让我们生活更有方向。
So we would have more directions in life.
家庭会更温馨。
We have more warmth in our families.
那怎么保守我们的心？
But how do we guard our hearts?
为什么要保守我们的心？
And why do we guard our hearts?
第一个原因啊，因为错误的思想一定会产生错误的行为。
First, impure thoughts would result to impure actions.
在箴言那边说啊，你心怎么样思想，你的为人就怎么样。
It is mentioned in Proverbs. What you think will be what you do.
有一句这个话这么说，要小心你的思想。
There's a saying that goes like, you have to be careful of your feelings and thoughts.
因为你的思想啊，久而久之就会变成行为。
Because given time, your thinking, your thoughts will become actions.
要小心你的行为。
And you have to be careful with your behaviors.
因为你的行为啊，久了就会变成习惯。
Because given time, your behavior will become habits.
要小心你的习惯。
You have to be careful with your habits.
因为你的习惯久了会变成个性。
Because given time, your habits will become your personality.
而个性决定你一辈子的成功或失败。
And your personality determines your success in your life.
人之所以能够有好的前途，是因为他有好的想法。
The reason why a man has a good future is because of his thinking.
在中国啊，古时候有一个文学家叫做苏东坡。
In ancient China, there was a man of literature called 苏东坡。
他有一个好朋友。
He has a good friend.
他很喜欢跟他好朋友抬杠斗嘴啊。
And he always have quarrels with this friend.
比较这个，比较那个。
They would compare a lot of things.
有一天这个苏东坡跟他那个朋友讲。
And one day, this great, this man of literature, talked to his friend.
他说：“你看我这样，我坐的样子，我站的样子像什么？”
And he asked this friend, "What do I look like?"
那这个对方就跟他讲：“哦，你好像好像神一样啊。”
And his friend replied, "You look like a god."
那换这个朋友问苏东坡说：“那你看我像什么？”
And this man of literature asked.In turn, asked this.
What about me?
His friend in return asked him, "What does he look like?"
那这个苏东坡想说我要胜过你，所以就是说，我看你好像狗屎一堆啊。
And this man of literature told his friend that you look like a pile of manure.
那这个苏东坡就觉得自己这个占了对方便宜很高兴，回去就跟他妹妹讲。
And this man of literature thought that he won that battle.
他妹妹说你输了。
And he went home and talked about this with his sister, and his sister said, "You have lost."
这个苏东坡就说为什么呢？
And he asked his sister, "Why did I lose?"
说人家心里有神啊，所以看谁都像神，哪像你心里有狗屎啊，看谁都像狗屎啊。
And his sister said that your friend has God in his mind, so everything he sees, he sees a God. And because all the only thing in your mind it's a pile of manure, so everything you see it's a pile of manure.
我们心里充满的是什么？
What is in our hearts?
是爱呢，还是恨呢？
Is it love or is it hatred?
它会左右我们的人生观，我们的价值观。
What we have in our hearts will determine how we see our lives.
会影响我们一辈子的幸福。
It will influence our behaviors.
所以要保守我们的心啊。
So we must guard our hearts.
因为错误的思想必会引导你有错误的言行。
Because impure or evil thoughts will make us do impure and evil things.
同样的道理，有了正确的思想，也会产生正确的言行啊。
On the same token, if you have pure thoughts and goodness in your heart, then the behavior and the things that you do will be pure and good.
主耶稣讲这个空屋的比喻啊，要把我们的心洁净之后，接受神的圣灵来充满。
This parable of the house of an occupant teach us that we must fill our hearts with goodness and love.
我们的心若没有办法让圣灵充满的话，就没办法遵守神的道理。
If we cannot fill our hearts with Holy Spirit, then we cannot be holy.
这就是为什么有一些弟兄姐妹信主之后仍然软弱的原因。
This is also the reason why some members, even after baptism and coming to church, they still have a lot of weaknesses and they sin.
有一个人他研究的莎士比亚的这个文学巨著。
There's a man who studies Shakespeare's.
他得到一个结论。
He has a conclusion.
他说莎士比亚没有什么了不起啊。
He said there is nothing special about Shakespeare.
他虽然写了那么多的诗，那么多的剧本。
And with all the poems and all the literature.
但是经过我详细的分析啊。
And with my study and investigations.
我发现他总共只不过用了二十六个字母而已啊。
My conclusion is that all he had used was 26 alphabets.
你能说他错吗？
Can you say that he's wrong?
他只用了二十六个字，因为英文字就只有二十六个字母啊。
And because English only has 26 alphabets.
但是莎士比亚在他心中灵感的带领之下，能够写下感人的文学作品。
But with feelings in Shakespeare's heart, he had created many beautiful pieces of literature.
所以，我们每做一件事情，我们就要祈求圣灵啊，来引导我们的脚步。
So for everything that we do, we should beforehand ask the Lord to fill our hearts with holiness.
写下有意义的一天。
Have a meaningful everyday life.
所以我们要保守我们的心，因为正确的思想才能有正确的言行。
So we must guard our hearts because only the right thought can result in the right actions.
我们不要让灰心嫉妒诡诈充满在我们心里面。
We should not let envy, hatred, and to fill our hearts.
要做一个心中有圣灵、行为正直的基督徒。
We should be a Christian with holiness in our hearts.
所以这是主耶稣讲这个比喻给我们第一个提醒。
So this parable of Jesus gives us a warning.
要保守自己的心胜过保守一切。
A warning that we must guard our hearts Because it is the most important thing to God.
哦，就是等于把房把这个空屋子打扫干净一样。
It's like cleaning up a house.
再来，这个比喻给我们第二个提醒。
And this parable gives us a second warning.
我们啊，要努力的除掉心中的坏的念头。
That we must strive to rid our hearts of evil feelings.
比喻里面啊，这个屋主啊，将房子打扫干净，形容人应该将内心的坏念头给清除干净。
In the parable, it mentioned this man clean out his house.
那我们要怎么样才能够除掉我们心中不好的念头？
But how do we rid our hearts of evil things?
第一个就是你人要尽本分。
The first
人要啊，自己要帮助自己。
The first thing is that we must help ourselves.
圣经描述在挪亚时代的人啊，这边这样讲说，挪亚时代的人哦。
The Bible described in the times of Noah.
说神见人在地上的罪恶很大。
That the Lord sees that there are many evil in the land of man.
终日所想的都是坏，都是坏事。
All the thoughts were evil.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们的啊这个坏的行为啊，是来自于心里面。
The Bible clearly states that the evil thoughts come from our hearts.
那我们呢，如果不除掉心中的恶念，啊，心中的贪婪。心中的记恨就没办法成为一个真正的基督徒。
And the Bible further states that if we don't get rid of the hatred, the greed, and the evilness in our hearts, we cannot be a true Christian.
我们每天都应该花点时间，单独一个人在神的面前祷告来做反省。
So every day we must take time to reflect upon ourselves to become a better Christian.
如同古时候的人所说的
，like an ancient saying，
啊，想起我们的念头好不好？我们的想法好不好
？To evaluate if our thoughts are good，
是好的还是坏的
？To see if they're good or bad，
好的我们就啊把它保留下来。
If the thoughts are good， we must keep them。
不好的。就不要去想。
If the thoughts are bad, we must not think of them, ever again.
做了一件事情，啊，我们就想合不合神的道理。
For each deed that we have done, we have to see, we have to evaluate if that deed is according to the will of God.
如果合神的道理，啊，就去做；不合神的道理，就不要再做。
If it was according to the will of God, we must continue doing it. If not, we must stop.
所以我们从不断的自我提醒、自我反省当中，来洁净我们的心中的坏念头。
So we must reflect upon ourselves on a continuous basis.
这就是灵修的功夫了。
This is the work of cultivation, spiritual cultivation.
有人说啊。啊，传道啊，不知道为什么吼，我脾气那么不好呢。
Once that a member came to me and asked me why his tempers was so bad.
信了耶稣之后还是一样呢。
And he said, even though I have believed in the Lord, my temper has not improved.
啊，是不是圣灵啊没有力量帮助我？
Is it because that even the Holy Spirit cannot help me?
啊，有一个这个小孩子啊，他平常脾气很不好，经常跟人家打架。
And there was a child who had bad tempers. Always he was always fighting with others.
然后啊，他就跪在神的面前说：“神啊，帮助我，让我脾气好啊。
”And one time he kneeled down and He prayed to the Lord to ask the Lord to make him his bad tempers go away.
让我不要再跟人家打架。
And stop me from fighting with others.
他的弟弟啊，从旁边经过，说听他在祷告什么。
And his brother heard what he was praying.
诶，在祷告说啊，不要以后不要跟人家打架。
He heard that he was praying not to fight with others anymore.
就在旁边笑他，你呀、啊，也有你也可能会改吗？不可能啦。
And then he broke into a laughter. His brother broke into a laughter and laughed at him, and he said that you'll never change.
如果你能改啊，我头啊剁下来让你当椅子坐了。
And he further said that if you can change, you can sit on my head.
一听，哈，你敢吓我，我跟你没完没了。都还没讲阿门，就跑起来要去打他的弟弟了。
And after he heard what his brother said, he got up and he started fighting with his brother.
所以说这样子，人不尽本分啊！你光说啊，神啊来帮助我，不会产生果效的。
If we don't control ourselves, how can we let God come in and help us?
那除了人尽本分，再来就是神会帮助。
And we must first do our duties.
信仰啊，有它的力量。
We must first do our duties, then we can experience the power of God.
哦，我们经过那个坐地铁的时候，看到那墙上那个广告啊，哦，有一个广告就是那个啊 Jack 哦，那个成龙哈、哦，啊，那把一只那很大的香烟把它折成两半哈、哦，哎。意思就是说、啊、要向这个香烟说不、啊、要戒烟、哦
in the subway there were advertisements seeing an action star was snapping a cigarette. It really means to quit smoking.
这种宣传有没有用？
Are these advertisements helpful?
对一个、啊被不良的嗜好所绑束缚的人呢、啊，要真正说不哈，不是那么容易的。
It is hard for the people who are bound by this smoking habit to quit.
这就是保罗所说的哈，在肉体当中啊，没有良善。
Just as Paul said,
在肉体哈，没有良善，没有 goodness 哈。
In flesh, we have no goodness.
因为啊，立志为善由得我，行出来由不得我啊。所以可见呢、啊，我们唯有靠耶稣基督的圣灵，才能得到力量。
So it means that we must get the help from the Holy Spirit,
才能够真正对啊这些罪恶的事情说不。
Only with the help of the Holy Spirit we can truly, effectively fight the evilness in our hearts.
所以我们基督徒啊，啊，要做到先清楚自己，啊，要对什么事情说不，就是自我尽本分去省察自己。
So as Christians, we must know when to say no.
然后我们再靠圣灵给我们力量。来说不。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can resist to doing evil things.
大卫在诗篇啊向神祷告说。
In Psalms, David had a Psalms, praying to God.
说求神鉴察我，看在我里面啊有什么恶性没有啊，引导我走永生的道路。
He was asking the Lord to evaluate his heart.
说唯有圣灵的引导帮助，我们才有力量能够向啊这些诱惑说不的这种智慧跟毅力。
So only with the power and the help of God, we can say no to evil deeds.
所以这就是我们基督徒应当尽的这个灵修的功夫啊。
This is one tool we must have in our Christian spiritual cultivation.
要打扫干净，要装饰，啊，装饰好。
And we must tidy up the house of and guard our hearts.
有人说今天的社会之所以不好啊，是因为现在的好人没有比以前的好人更好，而现在的坏人却比以前的坏人更坏啊。
One man had said that the downfall of today's society is that the good people are not as good as the good people before, and the bad people are worse than the bad people before.
所以我们要努力啊，要除尽我们心中的恶念。
So we must strive to get rid of the unpure and evil emotions in our hearts.
这是我们从这个比喻所得到的第二个提醒。
And this is the second warning we get from this parable.
那再来，这个比喻给我们第三个提醒。
And there's a third warning from this parable. 啊，
就是要让神在我们的心中做主。
That we must have the Lord in our hearts always.
也就是说，我们所作所为都要敬畏神。
In other words, everything that we do must be according to God's will.
这个比喻的内容所要强调的。若只是把鬼赶出去还不够。
The emphasis of this parable is that it's not enough to kick out the demons out from this house.
更重要的就是把鬼赶出去之后要怎么办。
More importantly, when we got rid of all these demons,
所以人啊，光是把心中的恶念除掉还是不够。
More importantly, after we kick out all the demons, we must guard this house.
要让神住在我们心中，掌管我们的心思意念。
The same thing with our hearts. After we get rid of all the evil thoughts, we must guard our hearts. We must let the Lord live in our hearts.
怎么让神居住在我们心中？
But how can we have the Lord in our hearts?
首先我们要接受主。
First, we must accept God.
许多人到主的面前求主来拯救。
A lot of people kneel down before God and ask the help from God.
在主的面前啊，痛悔啊，流泪祷告认罪。
In front of God, when they're kneel, when they're praying, they're crying, they weep.
但是过几天之后啊，同样又去犯了。
But after a few days, they sin as usual.
没有脱离罪恶的那个力量。
They didn't resist the power of sin.
为什么呢
？Why？
这个比喻跟我们讲。
This parable states that
单单把鬼赶出去还不够。
It's not enough to keep out the demons.
单单求主赦免我们的罪，把罪洗干净还不够。
To ask for it's not enough.Only to ask for forgiveness of our sins.
魔鬼会再来啊。
Because the demons will return.
我们还会被魔鬼所胜过。
And we will be overcome by the demons.
所以事实上，主耶稣不单要赦免我们的罪，他也要住在我们的心里来管理我们的生命。
So, in addition to the forgiveness of our sins, we must let.God to live in our hearts.
但可惜啊，有很多人成为基督徒之后，却不肯接受耶稣进入他的心中，成为他的主。
And sadly, a lot of members, even after they have believed in the Lord, they have not let the Lord to live in their hearts.
他还是要保留他的啊主权呢、啊。
They have continued their old ways.
按照自己的想法来做事
they do things according to their own will
按照自己的方式来生活
they live their lives their own way
想怎么做就怎么做从来也不会理会到神的想法
it has never crossed their minds to when before they do things they never think of the Lord
不在乎神的看法。
They would never see as what the Lord sees.
所以虽然是基督徒，但只是挂个名字啊。
So they are really fake Christians.
事实上，我们的心里啊，需要有一个更强而有力的管理者。
So we need a much powerful figure to manage our hearts.
依靠他，我们才能够胜过外在的诱惑。
And only when we depend on him, we can overcome the outside forces.
有人啊，形容我们基督徒面对的环境，啊，在信仰上，在事业上，都要当一个不倒翁啊。
A man described the lives and the spiritual world of a Christian. It's like
tumbler, huh? 不倒翁啊。
It's like that thing that you always hit, but it will never fall down.
那不倒翁之所以不会倒，啊，不是说他的体力啊，哦，他的力量可以大到抵抗这个碰撞啊。
And for that thing to withstand all the forces and not falling down.
其实这个不倒翁之所以不会倒啊，靠的不是说哦他很敏捷啊，也不是他本身，哦，有反弹的能力啊，是他脚底的铅块，哦，比他本身还重。
It wasn't that it has a lot of resistance to the outside forces, but the weight at the bottom is heavier than the weight of the top.
我们基督徒啊，就像这个不倒翁啊。
And the same principle applies to Christians.
我们也是遇到困难的碰撞。
The Christians have experienced a lot of outside influence.
所以我们要像那个不倒翁，依靠那个，哦，比自己更重的那个根基啊，那个支撑，就是从神而来的力量。
So we must have a very good foundation to resist all these forces, and this foundation is our faith.
让圣灵在我们心中做主。
And let the Holy Spirit reside in our hearts.
来培养我们那种永远不会被击倒那种信仰的勇气。
And to cultivate ourselves that we will never falter.
再来，我们还要敬畏神，并且坚守神的道理。
And we must fear God and obey His commandments.
有人说，怎么样避免啊不好的这个罪恶的方法？
How do we avoid to sin?
就是培养良善啊。
The method is to cultivate ourselves.
就好像啊啊，在一个花圃里面，你光是把杂草拔掉还是不够。
Just like in a garden, if you take out the weeds, it's not enough.
你必须把花种到所有杂草可能生的地方。
But you must plant a flower in all the spaces. Of the weeds.
当啊这些草地啊都被花所占满，那野草怎么会生得上去？
If the whole garden is filled with flowers, there's no room for weeds.
所以在我们的啊思想上，在我们的行为上，也要有这样的想法。
So in our behaviors and in our hearts, we should follow the same principle.
我们不止啊啊消极的不做神不喜悦的事情，更应该积极的去做神所喜悦的事情。
Not only we should stop ourselves from doing the deeds that God doesn't approve, we should do the deeds that God approves.
这个美国的百货公司啊，啊，它的创始人叫做约翰啊，这个华纳米克。他为什么会啊这个创始这个百货公司啊？
The inventor of the department store, his name is John.
John Wanamaker 哈、啊，他小时候有一次母亲节，他要买一条项链送给他妈妈。
When he was young, on the Mother's Day, he went to buy a necklace for his mother.
等他买了之后，哎，他发现还有一条更好的，他想要换。
When he bought a necklace, he saw another necklace that he felt it was better, so he wanted to exchange the necklaces.
那当时的店员说啊，啊，不可以换哦，就算是刚刚才买的也不可以换。
But the shopkeeper didn't let him exchange the necklaces. He said, even though you just bought this necklace, you cannot exchange it.
哦，这个小约翰呐、啊，他就在店里面就做了一个祷告啊。
So John prayed in the store.
说啊，等我长大之后啊，求主啊，帮我啊、哦，成为一个商人，在我的店里啊，任何人啊，可以都可以换东西的。
So he prayed to the Lord that when he grows up, he can be a businessman and he would have a store that he would let people exchange their merchandise.
So 当他长大之后，他在宾州啊开始创业。
So when he grew up, he started a business in Pennsylvania.
他照他上向神所许的愿，他在报上登广告，宣传他东西很便宜，而且可以退换。
So he fulfilled his prayer. He opened a shop that would allow exchanges.
啊，他蒙神的祝福啊，后来他的公司啊，哎，遍满整个美国、啊，这就是百货公司的这个由来啊。
With the blessings of God, his store expanded and it became a franchise of department store in America.
后来啊，美国哈里逊总统要请他当白宫的助理。
And later on, he was appointed as a high official in the government.
他跟总统讲啊，说教会聚会的时候，你要让我回教会啊，啊去聚会，啊去当宗教教育老师才可以哦，不然我不接哦。
He was appointed by the president of the United States, and he told the president that he should be allowed to go to his church meetings.
我们看出啊。什么东西是他最在乎的
？So from this story, we know that what is the most important in John's heart
是神的心意、啊。
It was God that was the most important to him.
所以难怪神会赐福气给他。
And that was the reason that he received God's blessings.
当我们信耶稣啊，就应该要。鼓励自己，做一个心中有神、敬畏神、坚守神道理的基督徒。
So when we believe in the Lord, we must encourage ourselves to have the Lord in our hearts and to do what is according to His will.
做一个让神在心中做主。
So let the Lord reside in our hearts always.
要能够敬畏神。
And to fear God.
我们一定能够在信仰上当个不倒翁。
So we will not fall in our process of spiritual cultivation.
所以这就是耶稣所讲这个比喻的第三个提醒。
So this is the third warning of the parable.
那么又回到我们一开始所谈的那件事情。
Let's rewind and go to the first topic that we have crossed.
今天为什么有些信了耶稣的基督徒还会跌倒，还会犯罪？
What is the reason even for the members to have witness and to sin?
如同这个比喻所说的。
It is as what this parable has warned us.
我们想想，谁在掌管我们的心？
And we must think who is controlling our hearts.
谁做我们生活的主？
Who is the influence of our lives?
我们有没有让神的仁慈、宽恕、忍耐、感恩来做主呢？
Have we let the forgiveness of the Lord to be the influence of our lives?
还是我们被那个已经赶出去的魔鬼, 他的仇恨, 恼怒, 贪婪, 情欲, 来做主?
Or we are letting the lust, the greed, and the envy of the demons to return into our hearts.
所以净除恶念, 敬畏神, 这是我们当努力的目标。
So to get rid of evil feelings and to guard our hearts.
这个也是我们能够从神而生之后不再犯罪的最大保证。
And this is the only guarantee after we are born out of God to stay on the right track.
求神帮助我们。
Let God help us.
当我们信了耶稣之后，都能够除掉我们心中的恶念。 把耶稣引导，迎接到我们的心中做主。
So let God help us after we have believed to get rid of the evil feelings in our heart and let Jesus stay in our hearts.
这边有跟我们讲说，如果没有这么做的话，末后的景况比先前更不好。And
it is said in a parable that if we do not let Jesus into our hearts, the demons that return to our in our hearts would be more evil than once before.
我希望我们都不要落到那种地步。
Let's hope that we would not go to that level.